Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning. Tuesday, January the 17th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour, 45 degrees out there this morning in cloudy skies, 45 degrees after the last 3 or 4 days. Not a bad temperature at all. Everybody returning to work today. People who work in government buildings, schools, banks, places like that after the long 3-day weekend. Hope you enjoyed that. And we're back here for another day. Now, do we have some interesting things to talk about here this morning? Hopefully some things of interest. Want to start with Del Taco. Of course, Del Taco opens up tomorrow. My goodness, do you feel the excitement? This is Del Taco opening eve. Now, how long have we been doing stories on the opening of Del Taco? I mean, I think about this now. It's been well over a year since they bought the land and knocked down the old business and built the new business and then tried to find an owner. I mean, this has been a long time coming to be 24 hours away from the opening of Del Taco. Really is something. So we wish them all the best of luck tomorrow, January the 18th. I still think that is the opening date, as we've been told. I don't think that's changed. So Del Taco will open up tomorrow. Now, I hate to bring this up because we really don't want to talk about the bad. But grand openings are very busy. And just like we saw with Charlie's back, I believe it was in November or December, they had a line wrapped around the building when they opened. Now, here's the problem with Del Taco having a line wrapping around the building. The building does not have a very deep parking lot. And also, that spot in the street where you would have to wait at Del Taco is a very, very busy part of Mount Vernon Avenue. Number one, because there's a light, and number two, because there's all kinds of busy businesses there, like Perkins and Wendy's and Taco Bell, and what else is there? A few others, Little Caesars. And it's very tough when you turn out there to get going west. I mean, you're almost going to have to turn out east. So I hope Del Taco does well. I hope they've got the employees staffed to handle the traffic they're probably going to have tomorrow. But I would definitely say that tomorrow in that area, and I probably will go down there, make it a point, just to see what it's like at some point tomorrow, the traffic is like down by Del Taco. I don't know that I will go through the drive-thru or try to go inside, because to be honest with you, I think that's going to be a long, long wait tomorrow, because when a new place opens up in Marion, we love to go there when they first open. And that'll probably go on for a month or two. I think Charlie still has a pretty long wait because of all the grand opening festivities. But maybe this will cut down on their business, having another new business open up in Marion. The other thing with Del Taco that's a little puzzling to me, I know they have to have employees, and the employees have to park in the parking lot. So once again, that's going to shorten the parking lot. And I don't know. I don't know where employees will park, and I don't know where you park if you want to go inside. I think it's going to be very difficult, because I think it would be hard if you were parked on the side and there was a big line for the drive-thru. I don't even know how you would back your car out to get out of the spot. Now, I do know we made a big production of a Dunkin' Dunk. I think they're just called Dunkin' now. Dunkin' Donuts, Dunkin', whatever they were. When they opened, I think back in 2020 is when they opened. And we talked about how that was going to be a little bit of a cruncher over there when they first opened up. The lucky thing that Dunkin' had, and maybe we did not take into account here at the station, was Dunkin' had that side street. So when the cars ended up going out of the parking lot, which they did, they could go on that side street, which was not Route 95. So it did not cause huge trouble on Route 95 because people could back up onto the side street there. And I can't remember the name of the side street. So that turned out okay. And maybe this will too. Maybe they'll find a way to make it all work out. But tomorrow's the day, from my understanding, January the 18th, opening day. Does anybody have any thoughts on this after all this Del Taco talk that we have done for more than a year? Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any talk on the big Del Taco opening up tomorrow here in Marion, January the 18th, down by Perkins on Route 95, Marion Mount Gilead Road, however you would like to refer to it. All right. Well, also want to talk about, we talked about this yesterday. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on this because we talked about it a great deal yesterday. But we still don't have any more information, and it's kind of strange. If you missed the show yesterday, all of us in the media got a press release, I think it was Friday morning, talking about this, I about said a word there that I don't know, alleged crime that took place on Thompson Street here in Marion. Now, basically, what the press release said was that last Thursday, the 12th, that the Marion Police Department had responded to a call of a deceased woman, I believe she was 48 years old, on Thompson Street. And basically it said that they had sent the woman to the coroner's office to determine the cause of death. But what is strange about this is a lot of things. Number one, they do not identify any suspects. Number two, it does not say that they've taken anybody into custody. Number three, it doesn't say how she died. And I'm guessing that if it was a gunshot or something very visible, let's say, they would put that in the press release. They normally do before they go to the coroner's office. They did not put that in there. And they also refer to her as a victim, which kind of insinuates that she was the victim of a crime, but yet they don't have a line to call if you have any tips on this story. They just mainly talk about the investigation will continue. So, for all those reasons, it tends to be a bit of a strange story. Now, I don't know. Maybe just strange to me, because usually when you get a press release like that of something bad going on, usually there's a name associated with somebody who might have done something bad, usually a number you can call if you have any information on the situation. None of that was in that press release. And we also have not had a follow-up to that since Friday. And here it is Tuesday. So what do we got? 5 days? 4 days? Depends on how you count it. I don't know. I just find that very interesting. And I'll tell you also what spurred this conversation, to be honest with you, is over the weekend, when that story came out, I heard from a lot of people who claimed to have already known what had happened. Now, clearly, they did not get that information from the police department, because we know what the police department has released, and at this point still has not released any more. I heard a lot of things that to me don't necessarily make a whole lot of sense because of the way that article is worded. Now, I don't want to get into any more than that at this point because there were a lot of stories I heard over the weekend. But if anybody else has anything to say about that Thompson Street incident, and I think that's the only thing we can say, I guess, where they found a dead person, 48 years old, what are your thoughts on that? That would be the question. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on the Thompson Street death, I guess is what we'll call it at this point, last week, and the way I guess it was written up in the press release that went out to everybody. I mean, we ran the press release. I think the newspaper ran the press release. Everybody did. Now, another thing. Oh, I got to do this morning. I was looking at the newspaper online, and it's funny because yesterday, you know, they do these profiles in the newspaper of people in the community, and I think that's a nice thing. And they did a profile. I've noticed that a lot of the profiles they do tend to be of the same people, which, you know, I don't run the newspaper. They can do what they want. But I looked at the newspaper online this morning, and the profile is of George Kasotis. And I don't think I've ever seen George Kasotis profiled in the newspaper quite like that. So I was just so happy to see that. George certainly deserves it, being 90 years old and all he's done for the community. So a great, great article in there today. I definitely have to give credit to the Marion Star for that. Glad to see George on there, and just as I was writing about how they profile the same people, here George Kasotis gets profiled today in the Marion Star. So congratulations to George, 90 years old, certainly a fixture in the Marion community. All right. Well, yesterday we had a little bit of a problem. I had said last week that we got a call at the radio station. I was not there when the call came in, from Sue Millizer, our friend, affectionately known as the Catwoman. Now, I don't really see the whole thing with Catwoman. I don't really understand because for a long time, if you would call her Sue, she would tell you to call her the Catwoman. And then I think last time we talked, she said she didn't want to be called Catwoman anymore. I really don't know. The only reason I refer to her as that is because I think that's how most people know her. In any event, she called the radio station last week and left a message and said that it was her birthday last week, and she wanted us to give her a call. Well, I did not get to it last week because we had guests and I was not at the studio until last Friday. So we tried to call her yesterday morning because I do have her phone number here. And both times it went to voicemail. And I don't even think it rang either time. Just went to voicemail both times. And we could not, I believe I left a message for Sue. So let's try again to see if we can get old Sue Millizer here on the phone. So she knows we have not forgotten her birthday, and we can wish her a happy birthday here on WGH Talk. Oh, it's ringing this morning. Maybe this is a good sign. We can only hope. Well, strike three. I believe we tried it yesterday. But maybe if Sue's awake now, she will see the number that called, and she will give us a call back. Does anybody have any information on Sue? I know a lot of people have helped her over the years, but I don't know if many people knew it was her birthday last week. So we're trying to call her. That's the number we have. I hope that's her number. or else we're just calling somebody else. So if you happen to know Sue, and you would like to give her a buzz if you have her phone number, let her know that we are trying to get a hold of her. We're not trying to ignore her, because we did get her call last week at the radio station. And we would love to talk to her about her birthday and wish her a happy birthday and so on and so forth. If you have any information on Sue, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 30 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Would love to hear what's on your mind. The Big Del Taco opening tomorrow, January the 18th. The profile in the Marion Star this morning on George Kasotis. The Thompson Street death, which we really don't have any more information at this point on. Has anybody heard anything in regard to that? And the birthday last week of Sue Millizer, again, who we affectionately call the Catwoman. All right. Well, the other thing this morning I wanted to talk about was Groundhog Day, because this apparently is picking up some steam. You know, isn't it interesting that you start talking about something and all of a sudden it just picks up steam because of you, the listening audience? And really, that is what happens. And I certainly do appreciate that, because the backing of the listening audience is why we do a lot of the things that we do. So here's where we are at this point. Now, we did the Groundhog Pizza last year. So now this year, here's where we're at, I believe. And anybody can correct me if I'm wrong. On February the 2nd, after the whole Buckeye Chuck event is done, at 8 o'clock, I believe their event's from 7 to 8 o'clock. We do not want it to be on the same time they're on. We're going to come on the air at 8:15, and we'll be on through 10. Now, here's what's going to happen. We're going to have the Groundhog Pizza again, which is the second year we've done that, courtesy of Bob Welsh from Columbus. But this year, there's going to be some special caveats to this. Now, what's going to happen is, under the Groundhog Pizza, there'll be four slices of pizza that have a card under them that say early spring. And there'll be four slices that have a card under them that say six more weeks of winter. Now, there's going to be a person who picks up a piece of pizza, and whatever piece of pizza they pick up, it will say the weather forecast. And that's what we'll go with. Okay, I'm going to come back to that in a second. Also on that day, we are going to have a presentation of a plaque for Groundhog Day. Now, yesterday, we had the suggestion that what we should do is do trivia, groundhog trivia, the day before, on February the 1st, and whoever gets the most right answers will get the plaque and also possibly a prize, which I think we can certainly get that together by February the 2nd. So that's what we'll do with the plaque. Now, here are some of the things yesterday that we have added to this. Number one, we've been trying to think of who's going to pick the pizza. Well, I was talking to Bob yesterday on the air, and he was saying that he could get a groundhog suit. So at this point, why don't we let the person in the groundhog suit pick the piece of pizza? That way we actually do have a groundhog making the prediction, which I think would be a lot of fun. Again, well, let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, Scott?
Yes.
Are you trying to call Sue?
Yeah, I tried to give her a call.
I don't think... Are you calling 344?
What number did they give me here? They gave me 740-334.
I don't have that 4.
What number do you have?
I don't know if I want to give it out on the air.
Well,
when she was on the last time, she got some calls. One guy was nasty to her. So.
Well, if you could give her a call and tell her to call me, because she called the radio station last week, and maybe she just gave me the wrong number. She left her number.
Oh, well, maybe it isn't. I got 244.
Well, see, that might be, well, see, I wasn't there when she called. Terry wrote down the message, and maybe he wrote down the wrong number, and that's what I'm afraid has happened here. So if you want to give her a call, because she did try to call us, so it's not like she's not aware of that. So if you want,
I don't know. I don't know because I'm getting ready. I'll be maybe going here, so I don't know if I'll have time. But if she called in, I don't know if she gives her number, but I could give you the number if you want to call her. I guess she won't care. I don't know.
Well, yeah. I mean, she already kind of. So what number do you have for her?
I have 244-7403.
Well, Terry gave me 334-7403, so maybe he wrote down the wrong number.
Yeah, it's 244.
Ah.
That's what I have.
Well, maybe that is our problem. Maybe that's what went on. But,
okay.
Yeah, I'll try to give her a call again. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. And I'm positive that's the number that Terry sent me when she called in. So, I guess you can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs. So that's why we've been having trouble getting a hold of Sue. We had the wrong number. I'll come back to Sue in a second. We'll try to give her a call here in just a few minutes. Anyway, so now it sounds as if we're going to have somebody in a groundhog suit. Now, I'm not sure who's going to be in the suit yet. That'll be more to come as time goes on. But we'll actually have the person in the groundhog suit pick the piece of pizza. That way we'll have the groundhog picking the piece of pizza. Now, here's the other thing we came up with yesterday. And we just talked about this a little bit. Because we do not want to confuse people with the event going on that morning, you know, Buckeye Chuck down at WMRN. And our groundhog is not a real groundhog. Our groundhog is somebody dressed up in a suit. We wanted to name our groundhog something different. And, of course, this station is named for Warren G. Harding. And Warren G. Harding means a lot to this town. And, obviously, there's the G in his name. Now, the G in Warren G. Harding stands for Gamaliel. But I thought, what if we named our groundhog Warren the Groundhog Harding? Or Warren Groundhog Harding. Now, what do you make of that? Because I don't think we want to name it anything else. Because we don't want anybody else complaining to us that we're trying to steal anybody else's idea. Heaven forbid, we don't want that. And as I say again, this event is happening long after what they do that morning. They're done at 8. We're not coming on till 8:15. We'll be on from 8:15 until 10. So, what do you think of the name for our groundhog being Warren? Now, see, I'm not sure which way we'll do this. Warren the Groundhog Harding or Warren Groundhog Harding? Does that kind of point out that this is a groundhog and not a real person? Oddly enough, though, it is a real person in a groundhog suit, so that's a whole nother can of worms. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What do you think about that? Warren the Groundhog Harding or Warren Groundhog Harding? Now, again, this is not a real groundhog. This will be somebody dressed in a groundhog costume who will be picking the piece of pizza, the groundhog pizza, that will give the prediction on whether or not we'll have an early spring or 6 more weeks of winter. And again, we're going to do groundhog trivia the day before on February the 1st, groundhog trivia, and the person with the most right answers will get the plaque and the prize on Groundhog Day morning. So how does that sound to everybody? Does that sound like a rip-roaring event? To follow up what they do with Buckeye Chuck. Buckeye Chuck 7 to 8. We'll come on at 8:15 till 10 o'clock, and that will be our event. What do you think? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. How do you feel about our idea now that the person who will take the pizza will take the slice and eat it will be a person in a groundhog suit, and our groundhog will be Warren the Groundhog Harding, or Warren Groundhog Harding, however you want to call it. If you come up with a better name, we'll take it. But at this point, that's where we are. What do you think? 740-751-4038. See, everybody is stunned now this morning about this whole story. Well, if anybody has any ideas, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Well, let's try to get Sue on the line now that we've actually got a right number. Now I actually feel confident that we might actually get a hold of her. Well, here we go. Let's give it a shot.
Hello?
Hey, Sue, it's Scott Spears over at WGH Talk. How are you?
Oh, my gosh! Oh, my gosh!
How are you?
I haven't been too good.
Oh, no, what's wrong?
Just, you know, wait a minute, I'm trying to turn down my TV here. Just, you know, just the weather and everything, and then I had a mama kitty come to my house, and she had four babies, and they're almost 3 months old on the 29th, and they're driving me crazy, and she's in heat again. Oh!
Oh, my goodness. So last time we had talked, Sue, I know it's been about a year or so ago.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I had a birthday, Scott.
Oh, you did? Now, how old are you?
83.
My goodness. Well, congratulations.
No, it's just another day.
Well, how have you been feeling? 83 good to you?
I'm still walking around, doing my work, you know, dishes and stuff like that, and taking care of the kitties.
Good.
You know.
Good. Well, I'm so glad to hear. Did you have any kind of celebration?
No, not really.
Well, hey.
I just bought me a little tiny piece of cake and ice cream. That's it.
Well, hey, getting to 83 is present enough, I think.
I know somebody said that.
Yeah, 83 is certainly not a bad age. So last time we talked, Sue, you said I think you were down to one or two cats, so now you've got some more?
I gave them all away to the place out by the mall, okay? But now, in October, I think it was the 27th, she came here, and inside of 2 days she had four babies, two girls and two boys.
So now you got a few again.
I got her. She's in heat. She's in the basement right now. She can come up. She can. I got a big house. They can, you know, do whatever they want to. So, but I take care of them, you know.
Well, that's very nice. Now, do you have any other animals outside of that, Sue?
No, I don't even have a man, honey. Come on.
Oh, just the cats.
Just the cats.
Well, nothing wrong with that. Now, last time we talked, Sue, you said you were having some trouble with somebody who might have broken into your house. Did you get that all straightened out?
He still lives down here with his mom. You know? So, I keep my doors locked and everything, so.
So, no more trouble from him?
No, I see him once in a while. He's mean. He's a mean guy. But the thing is, the houses across from me, one of the houses, a guy passed away last month. And then the people in the corner took over his house, you know?
Right.
Just went in there and took over his house. Then the second house, they're six and up. And then the next house, there's two squatters in there. See, I've been here 40 years. I see a lot.
So the man died, and people just came in and started living there?
Yeah. Took his stuff and sold it at the junkyard, yep.
Well, isn't that something?
Oh, yeah. People are idiots. They're idiots. They don't care, you know?
Well, that's a shame that happened. And you have squatters in another house over there?
Yep. Right across from me. Yep. But I want to tell you, I'm going back to church.
Oh, good.
I started last week the church over on Fairground Street. What's the name of it? Oh, I don't remember the name of it. I used to work there. I used to do a lot of jobs, you know?
Yeah. Now, is that the Victory Center? Is that it?
No. It's across from King's Favor.
Oh, okay. Down by the grocery store.
Yes. But anyway, they have on Wednesdays, they have dinner at 5, and then after that, 6 o'clock, they have church over there. So it lasts about, I don't know, 7:30, but really I'm not allowed to go out at night. My daughter said, "No, Mom, don't go out at night." I said, "Night." I said, "I'll be careful. You know, I'll be careful." And everything. So
now, is this a free meal that they have, or is it a goodwill donation, or how do they do that?
No, it doesn't cost anything.
Good.
And everything. It's just I want to get back to you know, talking to people. I have a phone, you know, but other than that, it's just you don't know what's going to happen, Scott. You just don't know what's going to happen. You know,
from day to day, you never know what's going to happen.
I know, and it's scary out there, especially my age, and somebody knows I'm, you know, living by myself, you know.
Right. Now, Sue, last time we talked, I remember because you used to tell people to refer to you as Catwoman, and we talked about that, and you said you didn't like that anymore. Now, are you okay with that now?
They can just call me Sue. I'm not a Catwoman. I'm just like Janine told me, the lady that owns the other place out by the mall, she said, just feed the outside cats. So that's what I was doing, feeding the outside cats. But, you know, that gets to be expensive. You know that?
Yeah, absolutely.
But then she went to the neighbors 2 doors over, and then she came here, and I put a box out on the back porch because it was cold. And the babies would have froze because I knew she was pregnant and everything. So the next day I got up here, she had 4 babies, so I brought them in the house. They've been in the house ever since.
So you got the 4 babies and the mother cat. So you got 5 cats in the house now.
Yeah.
Now,
no problem.
Now, what kind of cat is this mother cat?
She's a dark striped cat. I used to have one when I was little. But the cats, they weigh about 3 pounds now. They eat. Oh, my gosh. They eat. They just got through eating.
Well, I bet that's true. Now, how much would you say you spend in cat food a week?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I spent probably maybe $40 yesterday.
Well, I know. Is it hard to find cat food? I've heard a lot of people say it's hard to find it right now.
It is. It just depends on. I got mine over to King's Favor. I got my litter at the Family Dollar, and I got my canned food at the Dollar General. I buy the kitten, the 9 Lives kitten.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty penny.
It's 70 cents a can.
Right. Now, how many cans do you go through a day with 5 cats?
I give them dry food because I'm trying to get them on dry food, okay? I bought some canned milk to give them. And yesterday I only made 1 can, you know, but I gave them a whole can today, but they'll be ready about 4 o'clock to eat again. So sometimes I bought them tuna, too. And I usually mix it together, but I didn't feel like it this morning. I just put it in a container.
Now, Sue, where did your love of cats come from?
I don't know. I've done, ever since I was 9 years old in Delaware. I'm from Delaware. I still got a picture of my the cat that I used to have. She had two babies, and it looks just like the ones that I've got here. So I just love animals. I love animals, you know?
Well, yeah, it's nice to love animals.
Well, I tell you what, they love you back, you know, unconditionally. They love you back. They really do. Better than people, you know?
Well, that's true. You know, they certainly are loyal.
They are. They really are. I hug them. I kiss them. Like, you can always wash your face, mouth, whatever, you know, because I have wipes, you know, that I have here and everything. And then they can just go play wherever they want to, and then when they get tired, they go to sleep.
Well, that's,
you know,
true.
Because I don't have to change a diaper, but I change their litter, you know. I put clean litter in there, so I do what a mother would do for a child, you know?
Now, Sue, how's your health at 83?
I guess it's okay.
Well, that's good. That's another plus for 83.
I have a backache. I mean, I have back problems, but I, you know, I have a chair lift that I can go upstairs with. So,
well, that's good.
Aging put that in. So I've been having problems with my roof because I got a hole in my ceiling, and the guy came from aging, and they're going to make a bid. So there's four things that I want them to fix in the house, you know, and everything. But other than that, I just, I got Harry's book. You know Harry?
Harry who?
Prince Harry.
Oh, okay.
My daughter got it for me, and I started reading it yesterday. I got it yesterday. See, I'm a book lover. Because I read the Boxcar Children, the Hardy Boys, and Nancy Drew. I've been reading them. I just settle down in my chair and just relax, you know, let the kittens do what they want to do, you know. It's very relaxing. It takes you away from everything, you know?
Yeah, that's important. You got to have that. Now, Sue, if somebody wanted to call and say happy birthday or ask about the cats, how would they get in touch with you?
I have my phone number. Wait a minute. I lifted litter yesterday, two of them, 20 pounds. And I think that's what's with my back.
Did the back end, the old litter.
Yeah, but I'm still going.
Good, still driving, still having a good time.
Yep, I since that dog bite, I still have problems with that dog bite, you know, where I got bit on the left leg.
I remember that. We talked about that.
And I still have pain, but I still, you know, and the lady from the library, Chris, she brings me books. Once a month.
Well, that's very nice.
So, I'm, okay. And everything. I did have to renew my tags for my car.
Yeah, that's, you got to do that every birthday. Every birthday, yeah.
Okay, you want my phone number?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's 740.
All right.
244.
Right.
7403.
7402447403. If somebody would like to give Sue a call and wish her happy birthday or inquire about the cats, certainly feel free to do that. Now, Sue, what are your big plans for the 83rd year? Got any big plans this year?
Nah. Just be able to, you know, eat. I mean, just get up. Do what I have to do because this is my schedule. Okay.
Okay.
You listening?
I'm ready.
Okay. Let me go back and sit down. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm going. I'm scuffing in my scuffs here. Okay. Okay. I usually when I get up, I turn on TV on Beaver. You know, Leave It to Beaver.
Oh yeah.
Feed the cat. go get my paper, or sometimes I get my paper before I get my, and then I just go do the dishes or whatever, you know, and then I watch my soap operas, because they're on in the afternoon, and then I just mainly, sometimes I just get the book and read it for a while, you know, maybe half an hour or an hour, and then I put it down and I do something else.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Make my bed, I mean, change the litter, you know, things like that. But I got things to do, like, in the house. But I got the paper from Bernard's, is that how you pronounce it? Menards,
yeah.
Yeah. They got flower seeds on sale. 10 for a dollar. I want to get some perennials. I love flowers.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, that's nice. Now what kind of flower did you like, Sue?
Any kind. My daughter sent me one for my birthday. You know, the Marion Flower Shop brought me one. So it's upstairs. I got flowers upstairs that I brought in, you know, before the winter time. But I love roses, and just because my mom always had different color roses in California, because I visited there 5 times. But they're gone. I have family, but I don't talk to them.
Right.
You know, and I have grandkids. And I don't, it's not me, Scott, it's not me, because my mom always taught me, be yourself and respect people, and that's what I do, that's what I've done all my life. I've been shunned, I've been laughed at, because my mom used to, you know, back in my time, they made the clothes, you know, made dresses for us. And everything. Used to go to the Boston store, and maybe if they had dresses $3 for $10, you know?
Right.
My mom would get some. If they had the money, my dad worked in the coal mine, you know? I still have coal out back, you know, in the yard.
Now, what's your favorite food, Sue?
What's my favorite food? Something that won't eat me.
And there you go. Now, is there something you really, really like? If you could have anything to eat, what would it be?
Oh, I like chicken.
Like fried chicken or grilled chicken? What do you like?
I like chicken. I don't like a lot of spices because I have acid reflux.
Oh, okay.
So, just plain chicken, because sometimes I'll go out to Kroger's and, excuse me, and they have chicken like cold chicken on sale, and I'll get one and I'll split it for me and the kitties. So, but chicken's good. It's good.
Good. Well, I do want to let everybody know that if they'd like to give you a call again, the number 740-244-7403, and you have our number there, Sue. So if you ever want to call in, feel free. We like hearing from you.
Yeah. And how are you though? How are you?
I'm good. I'm moving right along.
That's what we gotta do, you know that?
Yeah. Well, what?
Like a train, right?
No other choice we got. We just gotta keep going forward.
There you go.
Well, Sue, happy 83rd birthday, and call anytime you like.
Okay. Thank you very much, and thank you for calling me back, because I only have a couple of friends, you know, that call me.
Oh, well.
You know, my daughter usually calls me. She lives in Erin, Ohio.
Okay. Well, we're definitely friends, so feel free to call anytime.
Okay. Thank you, hon.
Thanks, Sue. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. There you go. Had the wrong number. What a thing. Now, for all you listening, did you hear when Sue picked up the phone there and heard it was me? It was like she won the Publisher's Clearinghouse. You got to love a reaction like that. When you call somebody and you get a reaction like that, you know, Sue's a very nice lady. I've never had a bad moment with Sue. Hope you enjoyed that. 83rd birthday. So Sue did give out her number there. So if you want to give her a call, it's 740-244-7403. Wish her a happy 83rd birthday. Again, that's 740-244-7403. And she likes chicken. And she does have cats again. Looks like 5 cats right now. A mother cat and 4 baby cats. Well, hopefully all goes well for Sue, and we're glad that she is still out there. All right, lots more to talk about on the other side of this very important break. Don't you dare go anywhere. Back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. For guests like the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow.
You've had so many interesting people on here. I'm always amazed at who you have.
Well, you have been such a pal, and I know you don't do much media anymore, but you were always so kind to me, and I want to take the... I always thank you when we're done, but I want to thank you on the air for 10 years.